Please hang up and try again.
Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks. It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Freak Nation, Austin Dillon, he dumped Joey Logano, and Kyle Larson is the greatest driver today. And Kyle Busch is not in the run for the championship right now. He's not in the play. Let that resonate here. How about some sad music? Kyle Busch is not in the playoffs, but his teammate, currently, Austin Dillon is Statman, Crocodile Tears. How you doing, Freak Nation? A big 2 hours coming up. Speaking of the greatest driver currently in the history of mankind today, I don't know what the hell that just meant, but dang it, Kyle Larson will be joining us this hour. Also coming up, Justin
Your
Ashley.
Your Knoxville Nationals winner, Kyle
three
Larson.
Time, flag to flag. Incredible. So, yeah, Kyle Larson will be here. Make sure you're part of it. It's a good 20 minutes we spend with Kyle Larson. Justin Ashley, NHRA Top Fuel pilot, will be here. William Swalich will be here in the Freak Nation, an ARCA Series driver doing something that Cup Series drivers only wish they could do. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, the website, speedfreaks.tv. And it's still sitting there in my crawl. Austin Dillon dumps Joey Logano. But it's Joey Logano. I wasn't that upset. Even when Austin Dillon went up on Denny Hamlin, it wasn't Daniel Suarez. It wasn't Bubba Wallace. It wasn't Christopher Buescher. It was Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano. I don't have much of a problem with it. I really don't. Oh, but evidently, I might be in the minority for some folks out there. Rubbin's racing, ain't it, Crash?
NASCAR created this. I love the playoff format. I love the idea of making it matter who wins. But we are coming off 2 weeks of a summer break. Thank you, Olympics. And now the pressure's on. These last four races before the playoffs. Win and you're in. This was created by the series. And even Austin Dillon said it himself. I didn't want to do it, but I had to. He knew that he could not get in the playoffs. He could not increase his point standing unless he wrecked Joey to do it. Oh, and wrecked Denny as well.
Statman, wow. Go ahead, buddy. I can tell that you're having to hold a few things in there for you, my man. But the floor is yours, Statman.
I think the worst thing about the whole, all of it, because guys wreck each other, they block cars, they take out 20 teams trying to block one car. But Austin Dillon going from 32nd in the points to the playoffs for wrecking one car, that's got to be bad. And if NASCAR is going to allow this and ignore it, then they just, if you bet money on any of these races, any of the people that have relationships with NASCAR through any of these betting apps, there's got to be a lot of questions being answered right now at this moment, even as we speak, and on MAV TV the afternoon after the race, they're probably still trying to decide who really won this thing. This is insane.
But you see, Statman, that's, you brought to mind something, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking Formula One when the topic, when the story is Austin Dillon dumping Joey Logano to finally get a win.
Okay, but just get it out there real quick. Liberty Media, U.S. Congress, what's it? Just say it, and then we're done.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, Crash.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a future topic on the show.
No, it's not happening.
Okay. I think I know where you're going.
No, Formula One. And I thought about this with Formula One. When their outcome is decided by their teammate, where their pit boss or whatever they're calling their steward, whatever the hell they're calling them in Formula One, saying, let off the gas signs. We need to let so-and-so win this race for manufacturer points. The same thing can be said for the gambling sites out there as well. It's part of the discussion. What Statman's talking about is real. If some freaking whale had $100,000 on Joey Logano, $1 million on Joey Logano to win that race, and Joey Logano gets dumped by Austin Dillon, that $1 million whale has people that knows people that knows people inside NASCAR, just like Formula One. Whether it's McLaren, Red Bull, they know people who know people inside Formula One. If this crap continues to happen, Statman, I think you're right.
And he really didn't dump him. Dump him is when you're close and you tap the rear fender, just move him up out of the way and go around him. And by definition, that's dumping him. He crashed him. He went full on, full speed. He couldn't have made the turn. He was using Logano's four wheels and his four wheels to stay on the track. He just wrecked him and drove to the front. And you could argue that Denny went up in front, tried to block him, and got turned into the wall. This is the definition of why NASCAR, this is not going to sound good. It's the definition of why NASCAR can turn into a waste of time sometimes.
Ooh. Well, I don't know how we can verify this, but it's going around on social media that Austin Dillon was even directed to do this by his team, allegedly, on his radio. I don't care how you do it, but get it done. And then right before wrecking Logano, he was told, again, allegedly, wreck him, wreck him. And then right before wrecking Hamlin, he was told, allegedly, Pop Pop is proud of you.
Well, if again, he wasn't close enough to do it legally. That in NASCAR, if you ride on somebody's tail and you just bump him a little bit, or even take the air off of his rear wing and squirt him up the wall, squirt him up the track and go under him for the win, that happens all the time. And everybody says, ooh, that's nice. That's the way NASCAR, that's rubbing's right. That's rubbing. This was crashing. He just ran into the back of him, used his four wheels to stay in the stadium and went around him to get the win. It was the ugly, one of the ugliest things I've ever seen.
The only thing that's there's a couple things that that come close to this. Number one is the most replayed highlight, I think, in NASCAR history, which is at Bristol. Dale Earnhardt Sr. wrecking Terry Labrie at Bristol, right? Mm-hmm. And, oh, I'm just there to rattle his cage, okay? That was 100% legal. It's would have been one of the most replayed clips I've ever seen in the history of NASCAR. And, oh, Austin was in the number three car, right? So, mm-hmm. they're there. And
then like the other, Jimmy Johnson said,
yes,
this thing was Dale Sr. vibes.
Exactly. And the other thing I thought about was the Hail Melon from Ross Chastain and Martinsville to get him into the playoffs a couple years ago. Now, here's the thing. Here's why
you called it Hail Melon?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I've never heard that.
Yes, you have. Oh my God, you're getting me sidetracked. Because let me make my point. Let me make my point. That was the Hail Melon was the greatest thing to happen in NASCAR in a few years because it blew up. It had millions and millions of views all over the internet. Okay, mm-hmm. And they did nothing about it at the time. They since afterwards made that move illegal. But at the time, they were like, "This is the greatest thing to ever happen," and this is the same thing that's happening on Sunday night after this race. This clip is going to get played millions and millions and millions of times on social media, and NASCAR is there to reap what they sow from this, and they are loving it right now. And they, in my opinion, they'd make a mistake if they overturn this. They'd make a mistake. This is the best thing that could ever happen to them. And they're sitting there counting their checks because of all the money they're making, right? Counting their checks.
Richie, I disagree with you. This is not the best thing. NASCAR already is the number one motorsports, one of the top sports views of the weekend, if it wasn't for the Olympics. They already have a place of importance in the American sports culture. They don't need this. This is only going to bring negative attention to the sport. The gamblers who they want to be a part of the sport are going to say, what's the point? Everybody who is not an Austin Dillon number three Richard Childress fan is saying, why do they let the three car, the legend of Earnhardt get away with this? This is fixed. All of that. And if they anything remotely comes out that says that he was told on the radio to crash him, like Crash indicated, this is going to be a massive black eye to NASCAR.
Statman, what's the difference outside of the obvious difference, meaning it's a crash versus a call? Formula One does that all the time. They change the outcome of the race by making calls, telling certain drivers, fall back. We need this driver to win.
Couple weeks ago.
We just saw that again. What's the difference?
It's part of the Formula One culture where the team is important over the driver. And in NASCAR.
It's changing the outcome, though.
But it's the team that's most important. The most important thing in NASCAR is the driver. And if you could go from 32nd in the points, an indication that you're having a terrible season, and you could jump over 20-plus guys, knock a couple of guys out of the playoffs with only, three events left to go before the playoffs are official, this is one of the ugliest things to happen to NASCAR in a very long time.
Freak Nation, coming up next, we're going to hear from Joey Logano. We have cleared this of any curse words. Is that right, Richard C. Suave?
It is safe for radio and our friends at MAP TV.
Attaboy. That's what I'm talking about. Joey Logano coming up next. Kyle Larson and more. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios. I promise, no curse words.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the labs at Lucas Oil Products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil. It works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race, it's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th, the race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500, only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
It's a big old freaking encore of Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Hey, man, we couldn't do this without Lucas Oil. Go to lucasoil.com and check out a line of products to keep all your rides down there in your garage, out there in your front yard, running. Go to lucasoil.com. I'm laughing because there's so much going on behind the scenes. It's fantastic to do live shows here on the Freak Radio Network and on MAV TV. Go to lucasoil.com, lucasoil.com.
Austin Dillon, throw it out there, part of the Lucas Alliance, the Lucas Oil athlete.
All right, so Austin Dillon dumps Joey Logano on Sunday and gets his first win in a long freaking time. And right now is in the playoffs. Crasher, this soundbite from Joey Logano, you want to set it up?
Bottom line, Joey does his NBC interview. Then he comes in with a media scrum. Not in, makes it sound like it's inside. Comes to the pit lane with a media scrum. And one of the first questions he's asked, Joey, did you see this coming?
No, I mean, when you get like that far back ahead, that's 3 to 4 car lengths ahead in the three. I even back up the entry. I was like, I just wrapped the bottom here. I'm good. And he just drives in so hard. He had no intentions to race. I beat him fair and square on the restart. And he just pulls a chicken move. He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career. And now he's going to be in the playoffs, and good for him, I guess.
Well, it's kind of blunt.
My.
A little bit more than what you saw on NBC.
Yeah, our guy Noah Lewis putting that out there on Twitter. Speed Freaks, Crash Gladys, Statman, Kenny Sargent, Richard C. Suave. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. They're on YouTube. A lot of you folks watching us on YouTube right now. Thank you guys for being a part of this. Joey Logano is still pissed. In fact, I can feel that he's still pissed even this afternoon.
He was heading to the NASCAR trailer.
Yes.
We saw it before they went off air. He was heading to the NASCAR trailer. I'm sure we'll find out something come Tuesday.
One other avenue to start driving down when it comes to Austin Dillon is 2 years ago, Austin Dillon gets in the playoffs late in the season prior to the playoffs.
It was the final race before the playoffs, Daytona.
At Daytona. Yeah. And Austin Dillon team crapped the bed. They didn't do worth a crap those next four races. A lot of folks are saying the same damn thing. Statman said it going into the break. When you're sitting 32nd in points and you get one race win and you jump into the playoffs, that arguably 6, 7, 8, 10, 15 other drivers deserve it more in many people's opinions than you do, given how you got in there. But again, NASCAR did this to themselves. Statman, Crash, Richard C. Suave, I don't care. It's given us a crap ton of things to talk about. We always talk about this here in the Freak Nation. Either be damn good or suck, because it gives us something to talk about.
But now we've got an alleged sucky guy winning, doing damn good. So now we've got it both colliding, and we don't know what to do with ourselves. The fan base is going nuts.
And we said that like the Arizona Cardinals is a perfect example with us living in Phoenix. When you suck, it gives you so many ways to hammer this team. When you're mediocre, it's like, okay, we're 500. Where do you create a dividing line? You're either 10-7 at the end of the season, or you're 5-12. And if you're 5-12, we're hammering in an NFL team. If you're 20 games below the playoff spot in Major League Baseball, we're hammering you. But if you're sitting there at 50-50. Okay, you got this. You got this.
Go fight, win.
So now, Austin Dillon, he's in the playoffs, taking away the spot of Kyle Busch, maybe.
His teammate, yep.
His teammate.
Kyle Busch Nation, Rowdy Nation is. You know you are. Don't even think that I'm just making that up. I see you on social media. You're pissed. Because your favorite guy's teammate is in and your guy isn't. And I get it. I totally get it.
Crasher, but Stat, listen, you know what? If this was IndyCar and the Indy 500 or Indy 500 rules, Kyle Busch and Richard Childress could buy their way into, you know what, Austin?
Oh, the still qualifying kinda, rules. Yes, yeah.
You know what, Austin? You're not going to have a chance in hell to advance to the playoffs, but we believe our guy, Kyle Busch, can. So here's an extra $500,000. Kyle Busch is going to be driving a three.
Don't think his fan base hasn't said that too. Busch should be in the three car.
Hey, there's somewhat precedent from that. There is, believe it or not. Remember a couple of years ago when Kurt Busch was hurt, Bubba Wallace took over the 45 car. So that way that 45 car can still contend for the owner's championship.
But that was because of an injury.
Yeah. That was the closest example.
Austin Dillon would have to mysteriously break his ankle.
Yeah.
And then Kyle Busch could get in the playoffs.
Statman, there's no way NASCAR can take this win away from Austin Dillon. They've created the problem. If there is a problem, there's no way they can take. You think they're up a creek with about half a paddle right now? They take this win away from the legend of Richard Childress and Austin Dillon? Come on. You can't believe that.
They can do anything they want.
Yeah. What would be wild is if they let him keep the win and take away the owner's points, take away the driver's points, and suddenly he falls to 17th in the standings and not in the top 16 in to get into the playoffs. Wouldn't that be something now?
But if they don't take away the win, then he's in the playoffs, regardless of falling to 17.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the rules are rubber, and if they decide, they can do whatever they want to do. This is NASCAR. This isn't real sports.
Right.
But I'm trying to figure out the fan base here, and I'm talking about the NASCAR fan base in general, not the Austin Dillon fan base or the Richard Childress Racing fan base. The fan base of NASCAR, it seemingly is... I'm getting the vibes that half of them are saying it is a chicken-ass move, just like Joey Logano alluded to. But then the other group, the former Earnhardt Sr. fans, are like, this is what our guy did. This is scenes of that, shades of that. Good on him. But then guys on the outside looking into the sport of racing, wanting to get into it, are like, how is that legal? How is that possible? And you're going to still reward him for dirty driving.
What do we care? We have no investment in this.
We do. We're fans.
But yeah, but what? It's Austin Dillon. He took out Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano, two of the most hated drivers over the last 15 years. What do we care?
You're not wrong.
Like I said, if it was a Chris Buescher or Tyler Reddick or Bubba Wallace, that'd be a different story. If you take out an a-hole, okay. But if you take out a nice guy, no. What do we care?
Well, I don't know that I ran through during the break, some of the comments, and it seems like most of the people that have been sending comments into the show don't like what's happened.
Right.
I don't think that's 50-50.
Is it because it's Austin? And he's been sucking hind boob for so long?
There's a lot of that's because it's Austin, because the three car. So one guy says the three cars at clown show stole my line from me.
There it is.
Stole my line.
But quickly, to go back to your comments from a minute ago, Crash, there is a poll out at Speed Freaks on Twitter. You can go check it out, asking the move to wreck Logano, had to do it, which is what Austin told NBC. He said he had to do it. Mm-hmm. Or is it chicken ass, as Joey Logano said earlier in the show? 72% are calling it chicken ass. So everybody knows that what he did was messed up, but you know what? No, nobody cares, because it was exciting as all get out, and you can tell it by the comments. Just like I said in the first segment of the show, our comments are blowing up right now. It's Austin Dillon's turning number one on Twitter. This is great. And NASCAR,
over Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Over Cole Trickle.
And if NASCAR can't do anything about it now, because it's too late now. You can't go back on this and then change your mind.
Kyle Larson coming up in about 6 minutes here in the Freak Nation. He'll be joining us for a couple of segments. Is Joey Logano in the playoffs?
Yes.
Is Joey Logano in the playoffs? Is Denny Hamlin in the playoffs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is Austin Dillon in the playoffs?
Now he is.
Is Kyle Busch in the playoffs?
Nope.
Of those four drivers that I named, who is not going to be punching tickets?
Austin Dillon does not punch tickets.
But he's going to be punching tickets for the next four races or three races, because what kind of retribution will Joey Logano take out on Austin Dillon?
Oh, he threatened that.
All in the next few races, he's not going to be punching tickets.
That's so much fun. Freaking love this. Statman has to make the most sense, and I can't stand it.
Welcome back to motorsports.
Yeah, we needed this.
Hope your Olympic break was great. Let's go.
I'm fixated on synchronized swimming.
Not anymore.
You stole my line. I may have to charge you for that, Ethan.
I hope I don't stand up. I got me a freaking USA Speedo right now.
Okay, let's go to break. What?
Yep, we are. Kyle Larson, some consider him, and those in the sport consider him the greatest of their generation. Kyle Larson will be joining us for a couple of segments.
Knoxville
also
Nationals winner from this weekend.
Three-time mm-hmm. Knoxville's Nationals winner. We caught up with Kyle Larson earlier. He joins us next, Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, motorsports radio, redefined.
Lucas Oil, it works.
I run Lucas Oil.
It doesn't matter if you're on the water,
driving to work,
or competing in a sold-out stadium.
Lucas Oil products will help you get the most out of your vehicle.
Monster Jam has run Lucas Oil in and on our trucks for over 10 years.
We wouldn't run anything else.
Lucas Oil, the official oil of Monster Jam.
General Tire delivers.
The NASCAR Cup Series returns to Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, 2024. The time to get your tickets is now.
Let's go! Yeah!
For only $10 down, you can lock in your seats for an incredible weekend of family fun featuring the Enjoy Illinois 300 and the Confluence Music Festival. It all adds up to one amazing party. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code FIT or text FIT to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text FIT to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
You are listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks.
This freaking segment is brought to you by General Tires. General Tires delivers for hot summer treads. For more information on what tires fit your ride, go to generaltire.com. Performance, passenger, light truck, SUV, they got them at General Tire. Go to generaltire.com. Again, generaltire.com to find the tire for your ride. General Tire, over two decades as the official tire of Speed Freaks. Back at the Freak Nation, Kyle Larson joining us here with the Freaks. And Kyle, we'll get to Knoxville. We'll get to your win at Indy. We'll get to the resume of the NASCAR Cup season here this weekend. But more importantly, dropping my daughter off at school this morning, I told her we're going to be interviewing you, and she's a fan of you. First question out of her mouth was not any of that. It's, tell me if Kyle Larson met Taylor Swift back in May. Did you meet? Did you meet Taylor Swift?
No, that would have been pretty cool, but no, we didn't get to. No, it was still fun, though, go to a concert and, yeah, check that out. So my daughter, she had a really good time. That was for her birthday. She turned 6, so, yeah, it was fun to go to Paris and, yeah, enjoy that concert.
Isn't it cool, though, how insignificant you feel with your daughter when she's watching Taylor Swift? Like, dude, I've got championships. I've got 4 race wins this year, but she doesn't give a damn.
No, it's all good. It's, no, I mean, Taylor Swift, she does a good job. So, yeah, that place was packed with a lot of Americans too, when we went. So that was pretty neat. And, yeah, she puts on an awesome, you know, like 3.5 hour show. So, yeah, it was cool. It was a good experience for sure.
Yeah, I love how this 2024 has come together for you. Of course, when we talk racing, we could talk about all the dirt races you've won. What are you up to now? 4 in NASCAR Cup Series and your double of Indy and Charlotte and how you boosted those ratings magnificently. But my goodness, I'm more interested in you dancing on a table with a glass of wine and a microphone and somewhere in Italy and Taylor Swift in Paris. You've had quite the freaking year. Let's be honest. It's awesome to watch, too.
Yeah, I guess racing wise, honestly, it hasn't been like quite to the standard that I've been used to, at least on the dirt side the last few years. But lately it's been getting better. But yeah, Italy was a lot of fun. We, Kate and I went to Rome for a night, a couple days, then to Tuscany and then down to Capri for a few nights. So we were over there for about 8 days or so. And yeah, it was a good reset, good time to get away from racing, although there was a lot of racing people there that we ran into. So no, it was fun. It was a good vacation. Weather was great. Food was obviously amazing. I love Italian food. So yeah, it was good. It was a good recharge, and like I was itching to get back to race. So yeah, it's been good. It's been going good.
Okay, who did you run into? I'm going to assume the Busch family, because I saw some pictures of them in Italy. Who did you run into? How many NASCAR people?
Yeah, the Bushes, Denny and Michael Jordan was actually there. So we all kind of got together one night hanging out. So, yeah, it was cool. I mean, and then there was, I mean, people from the NASCAR community within Italy that we didn't even get to see. You know, I think Justin Marks was in the Naples area. Josh Wise and Scott Speed, I saw they ended their trip in Rome as well. So, yeah, it seemed like Chandler Smith, he was there. I didn't see him, but we were in the same same area. So, yeah, lots of NASCAR people decided Europe and Italy was the place to be.
I love, though, how then you come back to dirt racing and you post your heart rate monitor. You're like, whoop, little bit of wine and cheese and pasta. They're getting this going. But it really exemplified then people wanted to see your heart rate monitor from stock cars and how that compares to your dirt car. Holy cow. I mean, anybody that still believes that drivers are not athletes need to just go kick rocks, because it's incredible what you have visually posted up on social media for people to see what goes on in your body in the car.
Yeah, I've been wearing a heart rate strap this whole year and kind of monitoring it for fun, really, and then just kind of see, you know, what my heart is doing, you know, at different key points of races. So yeah, that's been fun to kind of pay attention to and, you know, track a little bit and see the differences between, you know, the types of cars that I race. So, yeah, obviously, like, the sprint car stuff is the most, you know, high intensity vehicle that I get to drive just because the races are shorter. You know, things are happening a lot quicker, all of that. But, you know, like the NASCAR stuff, my heart rate still gets up. You know, I think like at Brickyard, it was 180 when I was, coming through the field the last run. But, before that, you have time to relax on the straightaways. You know, things aren't kind of, it's hard to pass. So, my heart rate was low. But, yeah, it's all kind of just relative of what's going on in the race. You know, there's dirt races too, when it's pretty mellow and you're leading and it's, slick and slow, that your heart rate will be lower. But, I've been coming from the back here the last few nights. So heart rate's been pegged and, getting after it. So it's cool to see.
Kyle Larson is the 2021 NASCAR Cup Series champion. You've talked so, the time off was pleasant for you. Is this an indication that maybe one or two weekends during the NASCAR season might be welcomed by the drivers?
I think, yeah, I mean, for sure. Definitely. But, we don't run the series. We don't run, the schedule. Yeah, obviously we would like more, but, NASCAR makes money by having races on the racetrack. So, it's understandable that why we race so often. But I do think it's important to look at in the future for, the quality of life, for, the mechanics and team members and stuff, who are grinding 7 days a week and all that. So yeah, I think, off weekends are good every now and then. I really, really enjoy the 2 weeks off. You can look at Formula One. They take 3 weeks off, like a whole month, basically. So yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, I'm obviously still racing, so it's not like I'm taking the whole time off, but, it was nice to have the 1 weekend off, and go to a different country, like I said, and kind of recharge. And, even my car chief, he was in Italy with his wife too. So, it's great. It's great for the mechanics kind of get away. It was really nice what Hendrick Motorsports, and it looked like a lot of race shops did, closing their doors, not even allowing anybody to come into work. So yeah, it was, the summer months get difficult and long and tough. So yeah, it was good to have the 2 off weeks. Again, I wish we had more, maybe not necessarily this year, but like looking to next year, I think we only have like 1 off week, which is typical. It seems here the last few years, but, yeah, I would love more. I think we all would.
Has that changed at all now that you are a promoter with High Limit Racing, you're part owner there? Has that attitude, that idea changed at all? You mentioned immediately NASCAR makes its money putting on races. You make money putting on races. Has that changed when you come out of the driver's seat and get maybe into the mindset of a series owner?
Yeah. That's a good question. I think, I think for us in High Limit, Brad and I are both race car drivers, so we understand where the teams would enjoy some freedom and some off weekends, and that's kind of the way we structured our series. So I think we have like 62 races on our schedule, plenty of off weekends throughout the year, where teams can either take it off if they want to, or go and travel and race near home, or race with the Outlaws, or do whatever they want to do. So you're having, I think, the teams in mind of how long of a season it is, especially, in sprint car racing. I mean, most professional sprint car teams will race, close to 90 to 100 times a year. So if they wanted to, I mean, with the Outlaws, you kind of have to, but, with us, yeah, if you're burnt out and want to take a weekend off, you can.
Do you think NASCAR could learn anything from maybe changing the schedule, racing midweek, and not have such a drone to the season?
It's tough to say. I mean, it's a totally different business than sprint car racing, and it's so much larger. So, it would be tough. And I think you've seen NASCAR kind of dabble with it, like throughout COVID, doing some midweek stuff and doing double headers at Pocono. And I think, the TV ratings which are really important, didn't quite translate to success, so they got away from it pretty quickly. But I feel like if fans got familiar with it and you know, got used to, you know, midweek races or whatever, then yeah, I think your TV audience would grow, and who knows, potentially could be bigger than what it is on the weekends. But I don't know. It's a gamble either way. And, you know, I'm just driving. I'll show up whatever day of the week they have a race.
When Kyle Larson speaks, a lot of people listen. That's why we're going to continue on with a part two with Kyle Larson. I'm going to talk Knoxville. I'm going to talk about the rise of Corey Day and more. It's all coming up. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Summer is finally here. Cookouts, pool parties, and rising gas prices. Time to start using Lucas Fuel Treatment. Lucas Fuel Treatment improves mileage, increases power, and lowers emissions. It's a virtual tune-up in a bottle. Just pour it directly into the tank for a dramatic improvement in the performance of your vehicle. Good for gas and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. Get it now at your local auto parts store.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's not just a race. It's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
General Tire delivers.
Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour, doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV TV has your two-wheel fix every week on Two Wheel Tuesday.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
This freaking segment is brought to you by MAV TV, the television home of motorsports. Yep, it's the premier destination for all motorsports enthusiasts. Unparalleled motorsports lineup for you on MAV TV, including the always entertaining Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series, Trans Am. The longest-running road racing series in North America runs its season live on MAV TV, and one of the most popular motorsports series on the planet, Monster Jam, makes its home on MAV TV. For more information, go to MAVTV.com for the most up-to-date information on racing coverage only on MAV TV, the home of Speed Freaks. Kyle Larson joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Kyle, your Brickyard win was nice. It was nice to watch. It's fun to watch you and the family out there on the bricks. But I've been a proponent for the road course there, and I understand the importance of winning there on the oval of the Brickyard. But you, as a driver that likes to run so many different disciplines, is it different to you to win on the road course there versus the oval?
Well, I mean, I'd never won on the road course, so I don't know how my feelings would have been. But I would imagine it wouldn't have felt the same. Like, winning on the oval, it means so much more. I would imagine if I happened to win on the road course, it would have just felt like another win, and it would have been, I don't even know if I would have kissed the bricks, honestly. You know, I would have probably bent down and made myself look like I was kissing it, but I don't think I would have. Just because I think you should have to win on the oval to kiss the bricks. So thankfully, NASCAR brought it back to the oval, and it was actually a really good race, I thought, you know, with the way the strategy was playing out, and you know, we came out on top, so it makes it even better. But it's just on the road course, it's just not a crown jewel. So, you know, every race team, every driver, I think they wanted it on the oval for sure.
Okay, let's go to that crown jewel thing. I mean, I'm an Indianapolis native. I was born and raised basically in the backyard of that racetrack, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I want everything great to happen to that facility. But in calling it like a crown jewel, or they kept saying on the broadcast several weeks ago how iconic it was, I feel like the Brickyard was that, but things have just changed so much over the years that it was kind of a push to use that same terminology. But did you really feel it? Like, obviously with your win, you're gonna say absolutely, but you felt that from the entire garage, the whole atmosphere of NASCAR saying we're back where we belong and this should be a crown jewel event moving forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I listened to a lot of drivers' interviews and I didn't hear anybody say that we should be on the road course. So, right. You know, I heard all sorts of drivers saying they're so happy to have a crown jewel back. So, I had that feeling the whole time. Once the schedule came out and we knew that we were on the oval, it was like, awesome. You know, now we have another big event to chase to add to our resume. So, I hope it continues to stick on the oval, because, you know, all of us drivers would much rather win on the oval.
Now we just need to get you an IndyCar win on that oval.
Oh. Yeah, no, that'd be sweet for sure.
Are you in trouble for what you said post race, saying, okay, I'm gonna do everything I can to come back here in May?
No, I mean, I don't, what's there to get in trouble about? Everybody knows, you know, that I would love to get back there. So, cool. And give it another shot and hopefully do the double. I mean, that's really the most important piece to me. You know, it was great to get to run the Indy 500 this year, but I wanted to run the double. I wanted to run both races on the same day, and, just unfortunately didn't get to do that this year, but, hopefully there's another opportunity, whether it be, you know, next year or down the road. I don't know, but, I would love to just get to try and tackle a tough sporting event that not many people have gotten the chance to do.
Doing a little research there, you won at Peevely, I think it was last weekend. The pictures from there, and even in the copy, they talked about the front wheels coming off the ground on the last lap and the big pass. I've always wondered, a sprint car driver, when those wheels come off the ground, generally it's acceleration in a straight line, but how do you steer the car with the steering wheels up in the air?
Oh, I mean, you have to get the front tires back on the ground, but you try and do it. Usually naturally it comes down on its own, so you don't really have to do a whole lot, but if it's getting carried away, I mean, yeah, you just either lift off the throttle or drag some brake and it'll pull the front end back down. But
Yeah, more than that. You came from like 21st or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You passed almost the whole field. It never surprised you? The first time I saw the wheels come off the ground in the sprint car, I was stunned. Did it ever surprise you the first time it happened to you? To said, what's going on?
I don't know. I can't really remember. I think, yeah, I mean, honestly, the cars that I grew up driving when I was a kid, you know, outlaw carts, they're probably more violent even than a sprint car. So in a lot of ways, the sprint car felt more calm and not easy, but just like, you know, more easier to control. Yeah, just because you have suspension and power steering and stuff like that. But no, the go-karts, like, they would pop wheelies as well. So, you know, you kind of develop some skills at a super, super young age.
Hey, Kyle, looking at the kind of money that's being thrown around between the World of Outlaws and High Limit Racing, this is bananas. There's millions and millions of dollars out there on dirt. Is it just who's got the biggest bank account to draw these drivers to the race?
You know, some of the events have grown, you know, to have bigger purses. And then, you know, High Limit, we acquired the All-Star Series and was able to, you know, pump a lot of money into our series. So, you know, now we're pretty fairly equal to the World of Outlaws as far as, you know, traveling purse and stuff. Our events, our race events are probably larger. Their point fund money is a little bit bigger, but they also race more. But yeah, in general, there's just way more money to race for this year. So it's great. I think, you know, the money gets spread out across different competitors a little bit more. So I think there's more teams making better money this year than any other year before. So yeah, it's been great to see. It's been great to see. And obviously I'm going to be a little biased because we're High Limit, but it's been great to see that there can be two successful traveling teams and, you know, not really rob from each other. If anything, you know, benefit from each other.
See, that's exactly where I wanted to go with you on this. Everyone, not everyone, but there's a group of people out there that want to make this a big controversy and you guys hate each other, or World of Outlaws, High Limit, whatever. No, the competition has bred greater purses, more sponsorship coming in, and arguably greater racing to boot.
Yeah, thanks. And too, I mean, on top of that, you have your boat series have a traveling safety team now where, ooh, you know, there was none of that before. So that's, if anything, the most important piece. You know, I think just not only series pushing bigger purses, which we all want and teams deserve, but also, you know, pushing safety and hopefully, you know, getting these tracks to invest some money into their facilities to make the sport a little bit more safe and professional and all of that. So, yeah, I think competition has been good. And I think, yeah, you've seen the sport grow positively, even though in the beginning, a lot of people thought it was probably a negative thing happening.
Oh, quickly, Corey Day, this guy is doing bananas on dirt, now running some races with Hendrick Motorsports. What's Kyle Larson's take on Corey Day and really how he's taken racing by storm?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. He's extremely talented. It's fun to watch him. It's tough to beat him. So when you do beat him, even though he's 18 or whatever, it feels really good. So it's weird. I did an interview last night because we had a great race, battling for the win. I was able to edge him out, but you know, the interviewer asked me, like, you know, what's it like racing him and battling for wins? Because I haven't really done a ton of it yet. And I was like, man, I would imagine it's a little bit like racing myself. You know, I don't get to do that, obviously, but yeah, I feel like he's so similar to me on the racetrack and the aggressiveness, you know, the never quit, the always trying to find, you know, a faster way around or a different way to get around the track and stuff. Like, it's exciting to watch. It's easy to be a fan. He's always putting on a show. And it's just, it's crazy. So yeah, he's very, very much like me. I think as I've gotten older, I'm a little bit more calculated. I can still be aggressive like him, but I'm a little bit more calculated, and I'm sure that'll come too as he gets older and crashes and wins more races and understands, you know, how to win races. It'll be like so hard to beat him. So he's really good, and yeah, I'm excited to kind of see where, you know, his future goes and kind of where this path leads him and how far it leads him. And regardless, he's going to be successful in anything he gets in.
Kyle Larson doing Kyle Larson things three times now. Knoxville Nationals winner. Coming up in the second hour, Justin Ashley, NHRA Top Fuel Pilot, getting set for the Lucas Oil Nationals at Brainerd next weekend. And in the ARCA series, there's a driver in there you may not have heard of, but he's doing things that drivers in the Xfinity Series, Truck Series, Cup Series aren't doing. He joins us coming up in the second hour. William Swalich, Speed Freaks Pits, and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Summer is finally here. Cookouts, pool parties, and rising gas prices. Time to start using Lucas Fuel Treatment. Lucas Fuel Treatment improves mileage, increases power, and lowers emissions. It's a virtual tune-up in a bottle. Just pour it directly into the tank for a dramatic improvement in the performance of your vehicle. Good for gas and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. Get it now at your local auto parts store.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race. It's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
Whatever you do, General Tire delivers.
Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour, doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV TV has your two-wheel fix every week on Two-Wheel Tuesday.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Please
hang up and try again.
Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks. It's an encore for you, Freak Nation, from Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Oh, boy, second hour of the Freaks, and yes, Austin Dillon is still your winner from Richmond. They are not, NASCAR cannot take away that win from Austin Dillon. The big second hour coming up, you saw Kyle Larson. Last hour, coming up this hour, Justin Ashley, NHRA Top Fuel Pilot, getting set for the Lucas Oil Nationals in Brainerd next weekend. William Swalich in the ARCA series running on those General Tires is doing, he's doing things in the ARCA series that cup drivers only wish they could do. He'll be here in the Freak Nation.
You mean winning cleanly?
I didn't say that, Crasher. I didn't say that. It has to do with wins and poles and so forth. But yes, big second hour here in the Freak Nation. Joey Logano, he's still pissed off. And if you didn't see what happened, Richard Childress' own grandson, Austin Dillon, final lap, takes down Joey Logano. And as Statman kindly alluded to last hour, it wasn't a bump and run. Wasn't a Rubens racing. This was a torpedo. But I'm cool with that. Again, if you look at what's happened with Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin over the years, two of the most hated, booed drivers in NASCAR. I mean, Austin Dillon doesn't have throngs and throngs of fans. I get it. But when you're taking out a hated driver, it's kind of cool. But here's one thing I noticed. You know who's bitching the loudest? Toyota drivers and Ford drivers. There's a video of Kyle Busch, his teammate, who runs a Chevrolet with Austin Dillon. And he's in the window with Austin Dillon after the race going, nice job, man. Nice job. This might have something to do, joking here, I'm winking. It has a lot to do with the manufacturers out there. I don't know how many Chevrolet drivers are bitching and moaning that a Chevrolet won a race. Screw Austin Dillon, but a Chevrolet won a race. Toyota drivers, Ford drivers. Oh my God. What's going on? The humanity. I would never have done that. My ass would have done that. Just hold her in the now crap. Settle down, Toyota Tommy, Ford Freddy. Settle the freak down. If Toyota did the same damn thing, you'd shut your mouth. But my God, it was a freaking Chevy. So kiss it. All right, somebody else take the floor.
Well, it's exactly like the Dale Sr. fans, the back in the day Dale Sr. fans. They're praising this, whereas you are exactly right. Other drivers' fan bases are saying it was dirty. So, but this is, again, why we love it. We love it because it provides a dividing line, and the dividing line is what sells the sport. Now, was it dangerous? Yes, and that's a different argument for a different day. Right now, it's all about the entertainment value, and that was good.
Stat, the floor is yours, my friend. I got to tee it up for you.
I don't agree with much of the stuff you guys are saying. I think the Chevrolet guys might have been happy, at least winking happy, about Logano and his Ford and Hamlin and his Toyota getting knocked out of the way for the win. And a Chevrolet guy wins the event. But I think the overall picture is not good for the sport, where guys just go torpedo. And that wasn't bump and run. Like you said, it was torpedoed him out of the way. It was bad, and it's a bad look. And it's not what, Norm, I'll say again, it's not what bump and run is. The definition of bump and run is being close enough to have a chance to win. You're faster than the guy, and you touch him to move him up the track or just take the air off of his rear spoiler. and move him up the track and you go under the car. What he did was crash him out of the race. And that there shouldn't be room for that in the sport.
Okay, so much like Ross Chastain's move a couple of years ago to run around the outside, crash around the outside to get into the playoffs, that move was then made to be illegal. If they don't take this win away, which I know some of you are arguing for, if they don't take Austin Dillon's win away, will this type of move, an intentional, pretty big wreck to win, will that be made illegal? Even though there's still the mentality out there of win and you're in the playoffs, you do what you have to do to get in the playoffs.
I think the better way around it, and I think this is what NASCAR might do, what Dillon did was go from 32nd in the points into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. That knocked Ty Gibbs out of the playoffs and one other driver, I can't think. So you can't, I think what they're going to decide, and they may do this immediately, certainly by next year, is decide that drivers after a certain place in the standings, maybe 30th or 25th, if they win a race, they can't jump their way into the playoffs. They can get credit for the win, get the points for the win, but they can't automatically get into the playoffs. That's an ugly thing to have happen, to jump over 20-plus drivers and knock guys out of the playoffs who are having a much better season just because you want to crash somebody in front of you.
Okay, well then taking that argument to what about Michael McDowell's win in the Daytona 500 a couple of years ago? He was in the playoffs after one race, but the rest of the season leading up to those playoffs, he didn't have the greatest season of all time by any stretch. But that one win at the beginning of the season already guaranteed his way in. You can't just retroactively say, hey, but your points through the rest of the races don't add up to be enough, so we're going to have to not count your Daytona win.
You could say everybody was in first place or everybody was in last place. That was the first race of the year. But you can't jump over 20-plus guys and get into the playoffs, knocking people out of the playoffs who are having a much better season. You
can't. But that's technically what Michael McDowell did a couple of years ago. The rest of his season was not good. So he jumped over them all at the beginning of the season. It's really no different.
No, he did. It's vastly different. If everybody's in first place or last place, everybody's in the same position. He didn't jump over anybody. Everybody was in the same place, and he got there and stayed there because that's what he was allowed to do.
Because of the win.
Because of the win, yes.
Joey Logano was
Dillon.
Joey Logano was asked immediately following the race if he saw this coming.
No, I was. I mean, when you get like that far back ahead, that's 3 to 4 car lengths ahead in the three. I'd even back up the entry. I was like, I'll just wrap the bottom here. I'm good. And he just drives in so hard. He had no intentions to race. I beat him fair and square on the restart. And he just pulls a chicken move. He's a piece of crap. The kid, he sucks. He's sucked his whole career. And now he's going to be in the playoffs, and good for him, I guess.
You don't know how much joy I get out of that. Joey Logano, when he gets wound up, he has that look and that vibe, that unfiltered verbiage that drops out of his mouth. I just love it when people, I'm the same way. And I hate it when I get that way, but damn it, I bet people love to watch me just verbal vomit all over the place.
Verbal vomit.
Richie, set this up with Richard Childress, post-race press conference.
Okay, so from Jeff Gluck, he earlier after the race, he transcribed a piece of team radio from the number 3 Richard Childress Racing team, saying Austin Dillon's team radio had said, I don't care how you do it before you hit Joey Logano and then wreck him before Denny Hamlin.
Okay, so what we said at the top of the show then, that was legit. We were wondering if we could prove it, but now this has been proven. Okay.
It's been proven. The video is out there. We couldn't play it because there's some language in there that we can't play on MAV TV, right, and on the Freaks Radio Network. But it did happen. It's a real thing. Richard Childress was asked about this in the media center after the race, and he denied it.
For you, Richard, there were reports that on the team radio, Austin was being told, I don't care how you do it, just wreck him. Were you guys kind of encouraging him?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't hear anyone say it, and I was on the radio. Did you?
I don't think anyone said that.
Anything. Okay.
No, everybody was quiet. We left it up to him to do his job. And hell no, nobody said go out and wreck them or do what you got to do. Nobody. I was on the radio the whole time.
And a quick follow-up to that as well. Matt Weaver tweeted this out saying, Richard Childress came over to me after the press conference and said he didn't hear it in real time if it was said. I played him the recording. He echoed the sentiment that, well, if he did, Spotter did a good job because it won him the race.
Oh.
Well, double down.
Freak Nation, Austin Dillon is in the playoffs. Kyle Busch is not. Let that just sit back in your crawl a little bit and resonate and see how that feels going down. Kyle Busch is not in the playoffs, but Austin Dillon, 32nd points going into Richmond, is in the playoffs.
32nd in points before this weekend.
2 years ago, he got in on the last race at Daytona and stunk it up those next four races.
What's NASCAR points until a couple of hours ago, not before this.
True.
A lot of your folks are commenting on our chat. We're going to get to those. Twitter is going bananas. Legal, illegal. Do you care? A lot of you do care.
A lot of people care.
If you drive a Toyota and a Ford, you sure as hell care. Also coming up, Justin Ashley, NHRA top fuel pilot, getting set for the Lucas Oil Nationals at Brainerd. He'll be joining us here in the Freak Nation. More Freaks coming up.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
From the lab to Lucas Oil products, Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment is a multifunctional cleaner plus lubricant. For every fill up of gas or diesel, add one 16-ounce can of Lucas Oil Complete Engine Treatment. One bottle can treat a tank of up to 21 gallons. Its special additives allows a better fuel burn to help increase your miles per gallon. Expect longer engine life, longer oil life, cleaner exhaust, and less fuel consumption. Lucas Oil, it works.
Freak Nation, head to your local General Tire dealership now to check out the latest additions to their product lineup. The Grabber family of tires are engineered for durability and feature innovative performance features that offer all-terrain capability, blending exceptional off-road durability and impressive on-road performance, all while sporting aggressive styling. For outstanding off-road performance coupled with strong street manners, look no further than General Tire. General Tire delivers for whatever you do, and the official tire of Speed Freaks since 2001.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAV TV. Monday is All American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door banging action of the dirt, MAV TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All American Racing, only on MAV TV, Motorsports Network.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race, it's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th, the race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500, only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
All
It's a big old freaking encore of Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freak Nation, this segment brought to you by good friends at General Tire. It's hot as crap outside, Freak Nation. Make sure you're rolling on a new set of General Tires. Go to GeneralTire.com to find the tire for that righteous ride you got out there. Go to GeneralTire.com, the official tire of the Freak Nation over the last 20-plus years. All right, so Austin Dillon is in the playoffs. He was sitting 32nd, and then bam, took out the hated Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin, one fell swoop, and is now in the playoffs. These are the drivers that are not in the playoffs. Bubba Wallace, Chase Briscoe, Kyle Busch, Todd Gilliland, Michael McDowell, Josh Berry, Noah Gragson, Carson Hocevar. The way this guy's been driving over the last several weeks.
Did you say Ross Chastain? He's not even.
No.
No, wait a minute. I think Wallace is in the playoffs just barely. You think he's 3 points to the good in 16th?
Well, I'm looking at, again, the way the playoffs have set up to this point. It looks like right now the setups that I have here.
That's not updated. If you're looking at the NASCAR website there, right, Mr. Sargent, that is not updated to the moment.
Well, right now it says Bubba Wallace is at 17th, but does this vaults Bubba Wallace into it, doesn't it? Sure does, doesn't it?
And Ty Gibbs out.
Gibbs is out.
Yep. It knocked Ty Gibbs out and moved Wallace up. He went from, I think, 7 points back to 3 points up.
My point is this, and we talked about this last segment, that Austin Dillon is now in the playoffs, leapfrogging, frankly, and I brought up Carson Hocevar, who's had a better season than Austin Dillon.
He is Dillon.
Wait a minute. I'm cutting you off, Kenny, here, because it just dawned on me that they haven't – normally they update the standings, the playoff standings, immediately after the race. If they haven't updated them yet, that means that NASCAR is talking about – what's going to happen with this end of the race thing. Maybe we, you know, threw it out onto the wall. Maybe they take it away. Maybe they let him have the win and the points, but they don't jump him into the playoffs. I think this isn't over yet.
All right. Well, have we heard from NASCAR officials yet?
Richard? No.
Yes, we have. I'm glad you brought that up from our friend Bob Prochrast from Fox Sports. He caught up with Elton Sawyer, who is the vice president of competition with NASCAR, and he was asked about it. I haven't even listened to this myself, so I don't even know what he says, so we're just going to react to it in real time.
Don't cuss.
Yeah, here's Elton Sawyer. Hopefully.
You know, our sport has been a contact sport for a long time. You know, we always hear – where's the line? And someone crossed the line. I would say that the last lap, it was awful close to the line. We'll take a look at all the available resources from audio to video, just spotters. We'll listen to crew chiefs and drivers. And if anything rises to a level that we feel like we need to penalize, then we'll do that on Tuesday.
In the past, NASCAR has been, when somebody's gotten hooked on the right rear like that, or you know, NASCAR's penalized in this situation, it looked like that. What's NASCAR's interpretation?
Yeah, I would say we'll look at all the available resources, look at audio, we'll look at video, look at SMT data, as we normally do on a situation like this, and make a determination on Tuesday.
All right.
Wow. So that you nailed it, Statman.
Yeah, I think they're going to listen to what the spotter said. I think they're going to listen to the RC Racing radio. They're going to look at what happened. I think this is far from over, and what happens Tuesday is going to be a look at what's going to happen next year in the rule change. I think that they're not going to let him jump from 32nd into the playoffs, knocking guys out of the playoffs with a humbug win like he got. I think there's a lot that's going to happen here. He said a lot there.
He did.
What he said is not just what's going on.
Well, hold on just a second there, gang. Again, the precedent's been set in other sports. When an 8 seed goes out and beats a 1 seed in the NBA playoffs.
But the 8 seed had already earned their way into the playoffs. It's not like the 16th seed in the West just came out of nowhere to beat the one seed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or the NFL playoffs, what if Jacksonville, hey, and they suddenly they beat Cincinnati on the last weekend and they leap into the playoffs with a 4-12 record or whatever.
Well, I'm still butthurt when the Mavericks got eliminated by Golden State Warriors when Mavs were at one seed and the Golden State Warriors took them out. I was just trying to get a little solace there.
Get a little love. Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
Bottom line, we are all talking about it. Mm-hmm. It is great news from news entertainment from now through Tuesday, and we'll see. This, who knows? It will be late Tuesday. Will it be early Tuesday? All I know is all of us will be waiting, like on pins and needles, waiting for Elton Sawyer's final response.
Yeah, generally those things used to happen late morning on Tuesday, so one would assume that's still going to happen. This is an over, and if I was Austin Dillon, I would curtail the celebration a little bit. Maybe his chicken-ish win might be a little be changed. Might not be chicken salad by the.
Got to be a huge mistake. A huge mistake. If the difference here is, if someone on the radio says dump him or wreck him, that, or if someone doesn't say it, but you know that he's going, the announcer said.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Burton said it before it happened.
That he's going to do it. The announcer said it. Does it make a difference if there's audio of someone saying wreck him? I mean, everybody was saying it. We know how important wins are and sponsors are.
But generally, again, I keep saying this. When they bump him out of the way, you got to be close enough to bump him out of the way, not get a running start from two card lengths back and just knock him into the wall. That's different. That's not bump and run. That's like the interception or whenever it was, Minnesota, when they failed to call the pass interference. You can't just grab somebody and knock them down and steal the ball, and the referee doesn't see it.
So, you're not making a reference to my Dallas Cowboys taking on the Vikings 50 years ago, are you?
this is a rabbit hole that's getting bigger by the minute. Something happened at that race that was different, and they've got to – it wasn't fair – and even though a fair is something you go to in the summertime, this wasn't right. And their NASCAR is going to have to answer for it, especially if they want to keep sponsorships from people like FanDuel.
Real quick, I know we're close to a break here, but here's my question for y'all is, why didn't they make this decision in real time? It reminds me of what's going on in the Olympic Games right now with Jordan Chiles, won the bronze medal, y'all. She won the bronze medal and got it taken away from her 5 days later because of some ridiculous paperwork.
But that's
issue.
Not real time, Richie.
But that's what he's saying. And yeah. That's like NASCAR. It's going to be 2 days later.
So? Who cares?
Why not? Like, you're just admitting your own mistake, and you're blowing your own integrity, basically. If you're NASCAR and you switch all of a sudden 3 days later, that's an integrity problem, Snapman. That's your integrity problem.
Hey, if I get in an argument with my gorgeous wife, and I don't apologize 30 minutes later, you're going to hate me? Maybe I will 2 days later when I come to my senses that I was an a-hole.
When you're allowed back in the house.
Yeah. Jeez, we're holier than thou, man. I would have done the same. Listen, I would have done the same damn thing. But I wouldn't be 32nd in points.
No.
I just, man, this is giving us an hour and 15 minutes. I know we got to get to some NHRA.
Throw it out there on Twitter. Will they take this win away from Austin Dillon? Will the win be taken away? It's easy. Yes or no?
God, that would be such an S storm if they do. Yep.
But it's more attention.
Richard Childress is going to find all the watches on his wrist and saying, hold my watch, baby.
He's going to grab the watch off of my wrist.
Hold my watches. Elton Sawyer, I'm coming after you, baby. Oh, Richard Childress will get some more hair color for that one, man. He'll roll in there. It's greatness. Oh man, your chats, your conversations on the Speed Freaks chat on YouTube have been fantastic. Thank you guys for being a part of this. Be sure you subscribe to our YouTube page. You're not going to find anything like this. If you haven't seen Speed Freaks or listened to Speed Freaks before, again, thank you guys for coming in and being a part of this. Be sure to subscribe. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, website, speedfreaks.tv. Been doing this for over 24 years, Freak Nation. And thank you for doing this. Freak Radio Network, thank you guys for allowing us to do this. NHRA Top Fuel pilot Justin Ashley getting set for the Lucas Oil Nationals. Going off. He joins us next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studio.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Whatever you do, General Tire delivers. For more than 30 years, Lucas Oil Products has been solving some of the most difficult mechanical problems in the automotive, marine, and industrial industries. From our original Core 4 products, heavy-duty oil stabilizer, power steering, stop leak, transmission fix, and fuel treatment, we have now developed over 400 custom products to help solve some of the world's toughest mechanical issues. Go to lucasoil.com to see what we have in store for you. Lucas Oil. It works.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race, it's a spectacle. Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. The race everyone talks about. The Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Only at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Go to WWTRaceway.com now, because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism and Discover Downstate Illinois.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
Looking for power to spare? Count on an FVP battery. FVP. Verified. Proven.
As your power steering pump ages, seal leaks may occur, causing the power steering system to lose fluid. Your power steering system may also develop an annoying squeal, and the steering may become more difficult to handle. By using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you will stop the seal leaks, reduce slack in rack and pinion, eliminate the squeals and hard spots in your power steering system. It is guaranteed to stop seal leaks for your money back. Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. It works.
Yeah.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks.
This freaking segment is brought to you by our friends at Lucas Oil. Now, what automobile do you have in the garage? I bet Lucas Oil could keep that thing fat and happy and on the road. From everyday car care, heavy-duty trucking, to agriculture, hot rods, classic cars, motorcycles, and marine, Lucas Oil has what you need to keep those engines, interiors, and exteriors looking like and running like they're supposed to be. For more information, go to the website, lucasoil.com, and find the perfect Lucas Oil product. Keep your rides on the road. He's back in the Freak Nation. Justin Ashley, running for a Top Fuel Championship, the NHRA, currently sitting top five, fourth in the Top Fuel points as we go into the Lucas Oil Nationals, Brainerd, Minnesota. And we know Skag Power is part of your partnership, also Toyota, Lucas Oil. When you roll into a venue that has a partner on the side, your partner has their logo on the side of your car, part of your crew, do you stiffen up a little bit knowing, you know, it'd be damn good if I won this event at Lucas Oil, the Lucas Oil Nationals?
Yeah, we try not to think about it that way, but it's hard not to think about it that way. Like, the perfect example is Brainerd coming up. It's the Lucas Oil NHRA Nationals, and it's been the Lucas Oil NHRA Nationals for a while now. You know, they just announced the Toyota sponsorship of the U.S. Nationals. So there's so much pressure as is when you go into every race. And it's not like that pressure comes externally from the sponsors themselves, but internally, yes, there is some added pressure to it. We definitely want to perform at a high level at each and every race. But when your sponsor that you have, when your partner that you've had for years is actually sponsoring that specific event, there's nothing better than putting that car into the winner's circle. So I think internally, there's certainly a lot of pressure in that regard, but in a good way.
With regard, though, to the Lucas Oil Nationals at Brainerd, your very next race, how hard or easy is it? Or you don't want it to be easy, actually. How hard is it to not look past that event, even though it's sponsor involved, because you've got the big go coming up and then you've got the playoffs. And those are really important as far as prestige to focus on as well.
The U.S. Nationals is so prestigious. So I think it takes discipline more so than anything else. I think maybe if this was a few years ago, you know, maybe it would have been easier to look past it. But that's not the case anymore. The competition is so difficult. If we choose to look past it, we're going to find ourselves in so much trouble. Each event is so important. Each event is so critical, especially as we get closer and closer to the countdown to the championship. So Brainerd is super important to us. We cannot and will not allow ourselves to look past it. We have a lot of exciting things. I don't want to give too many things away, but a lot of exciting things that are going on surrounding that event as well. So it's important to us. We're not going to look past it. We have to focus on it. And there are just so many cars that are just so talented, so many teams that are so good out there. So we have to put our best foot forward and try and leave there in a better position than we were when we got there.
Yeah, it seems crazy because this is another place where I wanted to go with you. Why does the competition seemingly get harder and harder and harder every year?
It's amazing. I think it's great. Honestly, it does get harder and harder. And we used to talk about it all the time. And maybe it was a little bit cliche, but I don't think it's cliche anymore. I think we've reached a point where it's a fact. I think it's across all the different professional categories, specifically in the Nitro ranks. But when you look at Top Fuel, I mean, there are now, with EDA coming out, I believe 14 full-time cars that are going to be at each and every event throughout the rest of the season. And then you have other part-time cars that are filling in that, sure, they are technically part-time cars, but are they really part-time cars? They could win any given Sunday, really. So it's just, it's a matter of depth. It's a matter of talent. It's a matter of the fact that we're at the point in the year now where everyone kind of has enough races underneath them to know what they have. And they could take that data information, find ways to use it to the best of their ability. So it's just, the competition is so stacked right now. And I think specifically at this moment, the margin for error is smaller than it's ever been before.
You're fourth in points right now. Back in May, mid-May, you were leading the points. Is that the depth of field that is has hammered you down from first to fourth in the standings?
I think it's a number of different things. I mean, ultimately, it comes down to us, right? There are no excuses. I think that we've had a great year in a lot of different ways. We'd certainly like to be a little bit higher in points, but I also think it speaks to the depth of the competition. Like you said, maybe if this was years ago, we would have been able to get away and turn on some wind lights and rounds that, you know, we just can't really necessarily do that anymore. So I think it's two things. I think ultimately it comes down to our performance and finding ways to continue to improve and then how good the actual competition is. But I think the last time I spoke to you guys was right after Pomona when they delayed that final round and we ended up winning in Arizona. So what I'm hoping is the same thing will happen again. If it happens again, except this time in Brainerd, I'm going to have to come on the show like before each race, if that's the case.
We can, whatever you need, Justin.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the flexibility because it might be necessary.
In 24 years, we've made a big deal, maybe bigger than it should have been, about the Speed Freaks mojo. So we could give you a little bit of that. We could break off a piece for you. You're sitting there with that big Toyota on your chest. The Toyota doesn't have a Hemi engine, 500 cubic inch, 11,000 horsepower. Your top fuel rail is not a Camry. So what does Toyota do for a top fuel car that you're sitting there proud with that besides give you money or support?
Yeah, a lot of it is on the technical side. A lot of it's the data, the information and engineering. If you ever go to an NHRA event, I actually get that question a lot. There's a lot of people with Toyota logos on looking at the track. They have a big Toyota Gazoo Racing North America trailer that's on site. And we get constant feedback between the engineers that are on site and our crew chiefs and our crew members with all the data and information that we need to be successful. So it starts there with all of that. That helps us perform at a high level. We also have our Sequoia tow vehicles. I drive a 4Runner personally. So we have the vehicles, we have the support on the technical side. And then in addition to that, we have the marketing support and they help us to kind of grow our brand, both as a team and as individuals. But I think what they do really is critical. And it's a great question because a lot of people ask that, even though their components aren't necessarily on the car, what they provide us from a data standpoint is really invaluable. And it's really critical to us when we race.
All right. So I'm going to jump in here. Give me one thing that they've done for you this year that was the difference between winning and not winning.
Well, you could go to, I mean, let's just take, for example, we won the race, the 4-wide race in Charlotte, right? Going up there. Normally, it's so funny when you're in a 4-wide situation, you're in the final. It's kind of quirky because it feels like a final, but it kind of feels like a semifinal at the same time. But just going up there, the weather conditions were kind of changing going into that final round and having that last minute kind of update, constant information and constant feedback from Toyota, where we might've gone up there with a certain approach beforehand. But then I think that we were a little bit more aggressive in that final round as opposed to where we would have been before. And we needed it because we won a really close final round race. So I think that's a great example. It was the final round of the 4-wides at Charlotte earlier this year, where we got that information at the last minute from the engineering side that was necessary for us to make the correct changes.
That's fascinating. Can you walk us through how then that gets relayed to you, how it gets relayed from someone in Toyota to your engineering department? How does that all go down? Because you got the helmet on, you're strapped in, you're ready to go through the water box. What's happening?
Yeah, and I want nothing to do with it. See, that's the key. If I get involved in it, we're going to be in trouble. So I leave that to the experts. No, I mean, I just sit there. A lot of it comes from, so there's really two sides. There's what goes on in between. Let's say there's just give or take 55 minutes to an hour and a half between, let's say, a semifinal and a final round, or a second round, a third round, however that is. And I'm in the lounge kind of hanging out, talking things over with Mike and Tommy. And I see the information constantly flying. Okay, this is what the grip says. You know, this is how much the grip is on the left, you know, in the left lane or the right lane. This is what the track temperature is. This is the water grains. This is the air temperature, so on and so forth. So they have an app like anything else where they're constantly getting that feedback, constantly getting that information. And then once we get up there, they have all their engineers actually on the starting line at that point in time, speaking with Mike and Tommy. So there's really no in between, whether it's at the lounge or actually when we're up there, they are constantly giving us that feedback, whether it's through the app or in person.
Freak Nation, his name is Justin Ashley, currently sitting fourth in points, top fuel NHRA, getting set for the Lucas Oil Nationals in Brainerd. We know John Force does not drive in the top fuel class. He does drive in the funny car class, has been missing some races. And again, we just want to get John Force back up and right to where we can get him back on TV. Let's leave the car driving aside. But from a just racer standpoint, in a series that has ridden the shoulders of a 16-time funny car champion, have you felt the impact of not having John Force at the track?
I have. It's different. It's a little odd. There's a different feeling because you're so used to going to these races and having John Force there. He's a legend for so many different reasons, not only his performance on the racetrack, but the way he represents himself and his partners off the racetrack. And he really is the epitome of NHRA drag racing. So it feels different without him there, especially when Brittany wasn't there too, in kind of a weird way. It just felt like something was missing and a piece of us within the NHRA community was missing. So I'm really happy to see her back out at the racetrack. And I'm happy to hear that at least he's taking positive steps and moving in the right direction. Because for us, it's not even about the driving. We'll worry about that later. It's about him as a human being and him, you know, getting back to full form and getting back into health and good shape. And I have no doubt that we'll see him back at the track soon. At the very least, you know, supporting and representing his team. So it's definitely a different feel to it. It's something that we've never, I mean, there was a brief period of time during COVID when he wasn't around, but other than that, it's something I think we're all getting used to.
Well, buddy, it's always fantastic when you roll in the Freak Nation, man. All right.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Anytime. Thank you for having me.
Sports Radio, redefined.
Lucas Oil, it works.
I run Lucas Oil.
It doesn't matter if you're on the water,
driving to work,
or competing in a sold-out stadium.
Lucas Oil products will help you get the most out of your vehicle.
Monster Jam has run Lucas Oil in and on our trucks for over 10 years.
We wouldn't run anything else.
Lucas Oil, the official oil of Monster Jam.
General Tire delivers.
The NASCAR Cup Series returns to Worldwide Technology Raceway on June 1st and 2nd, 2024. The time to get your tickets is now.
Let's go! Yeah!
For only $10 down, you can lock in your seats for an incredible weekend of family fun featuring the Enjoy Illinois 300 and the Confluence Music Festival. It all adds up to one amazing party. Go to WWTRaceway.com for the hottest ticket of the year.
The weekend racing is over, or is it? Not on MAP TV. Monday is All-American Racing Night on the network which never leaves the track. Sit back and enjoy grassroots red, white, and blue racing from America's most iconic tracks. Whether it's the precise lines of pavement ovals or the door-banging action of the dirt, MAP TV's Monday night lineup will bring you all the action from this country's legendary four-wheel battlegrounds. Monday night is All-American Racing, only on MAP TV, Motorsports Network.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code FIT or text FIT to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text FIT to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
You are listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
You're listening to an encore edition of Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Your Statman Scat, brought to you by STEM Stories, When Racing Goes to School and Grows Up, by Bill Wood, a.k.a. Statman. Now look, motorsports are at a crossroads, and out of the cloudy future, however, comes STEM education. Motorsports are the perfect vehicle to teach science, technology, engineering, and math to the next generation of racing fans. Get a copy of STEM Stories now at Amazon.com.
A cousin this weekend wanted to see the Mid-Ohio sports car course. He'd never been there, and he was about to sign up for high-speed driving classes. So off we went, only to find a Sports Car Club of America regional weekend underway. We could have been the only real fans not attached to a car on the track. There was only a half dozen or so on the sign-in sheet at the front gate. There were lots of Miatas, a winged Mustang, super fast radical sports racer, and a trio of Vipers that were being driven as hard as the drivers dared. But the one that bought my biggest smile was a 20-year-old sports racer with a 40-year-old Pinto engine. I think it was the Sports 2000 class, and that car was one of the fastest on the track Saturday, lap after lap. Whenever we think of motor racing, we automatically see dollar bills swirl down the bowl. And for sure, those teams Saturday were spending money, but probably no more than some of you spent at the casino or corner bar or the wrong girlfriend last night. However you bring fun into your life, you can do far worse than a 20-year-old chassis and a Ford Pinto engine still wheezing along and showing his tail to far more expensive dreams. Lap after lap. Peace.
Now, Statman, I know you've claimed that you haven't taken a hit of the pipe for a while. A Pinto?
Yeah.
A Pinto engine?
I asked the guy. I said, it looks like a Pinto engine. He said, yeah, it's a Pinto. What can I tell you? When it's racing, it's not about speed. It's about competition, and it's about weight to power to weight ratios. I mean, this thing was outrunning Vipers by a couple of seconds.
That is awesome. Again, your Statman Scat brought to you by Statman, Bill Wood. Now, we've talked a little bit about the Olympics and the closing ceremonies were, well, Sunday morning or Sunday night, depending on when you watched it. And is it just us? And I missed motorsports, but having something fill its place outside of us just talking about how the NASCAR Cup Series just drags on and drags on, but having something to fill those slots for those couple of weekends, I didn't really miss it. Did you miss it? Did you miss sitting in front of the and we could sit here and hammer, oh, it's a 3 or 4 hour race. When I'm in front of the TV going, handball, water polo, synchronized, diving. I'm there for 4 or 5 hours watching. I'm doing exactly what I do. And I know it's a variety, but I didn't miss it. I didn't miss IndyCar. I didn't miss it. I'm ready to get back into it. But damn it, I'm going to miss the Olympics.
I'm definitely going to miss the Olympics. And our daughter is like crying in the other room, basically. She's certainly going to miss it as well. But what it was a very needed reset. We needed a motorsports reset. This summer break idea is absolutely incredible. And I hope that we do pick this up. The schedules are out for next year, so it's not going to happen in 2025. But I love this idea moving forward. I mean, Formula One's been doing it for a very long time. I believe MotoGP has been doing it for several years. A summer break, 2 to 3 weeks off, is awesome. Not just for the drivers and their families, but for those of us in the media, for fans. You get to just get out and do something different and not be glued to your TV sets all weekend just for racing. And then, yeah, we're refreshed now. Mm-hmm. I was excited to see Richmond. I mean, this was good. I think all around everybody benefits.
Statman, you asked Kyle Larson last hour specifically about this break and how compared to High Limit Racing and World of Outlaws, I mean, there are some, you could take some time off, at least with High Limit, recharge your physical batteries, so to speak. Kyle was in favor of having a weekend, not necessarily 2 weekends off, but having a couple of 2 or 3 weekends off during the Cup season series. It just seems to fit, Stat.
You know, I keep going back to this. We've done this for 24 years. We've talked about this, and I keep going back to it has to matter who wins and loses the contest. And you get the feeling when you got 40, 60, 1,000 races in a season, doesn't matter who wins. There'll be another one next week. But with the Olympics, it matters who wins and loses. And you get caught up in the stories. This woman from the Netherlands, Sifan Hassan, who won the five, who didn't win, but got the bronze in the 5,000 and the bronze in the 10,000. I was jumping out of the chair cheering for her in the marathon today when she was just lounging around like she does all the time. And at the end, she dropped them and went across the racetrack. She ran like 38 miles during the 2 weeks of the Olympics. Those are the things that are missing from motor racing. And as everybody gets so corporate, they've got to get back to competition and rivalries and storylines. That's desperately missed in motor racing.
To go back to your original question, Kenny, I actually did miss some motorsports the last 2 weekends. Like Formula One's been terrific this year. I've missed them the last couple weeks. And I've missed actually being able to talk about racing on the show instead of trying to pull stories out of our butts to talk about on this show in particular. So it's nice to actually have actual racing to talk about once again. So that's great. But to go to Statman's point too, like I know you've talked about this before, Bill, but the season's way too dang long, especially in NASCAR, right? Like going to two places in the same season is ridiculous. And having 36 total races is way too many, way too long. Going into football season, the NFL season is ridiculous. They should not be going into the NFL season. That's where IndyCar is a little bit smarter than NASCAR. I'll give them that point. But if you shorten the season, that will give these drivers and teams a chance to have a couple more weekends off and relax instead of just go, 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 go. It's better for the families, better for the drivers. And I don't know why we're still going to places twice and with a 36 race season is insane.
It is. It's yeah. Make people want your racing. Make people want your product again. That's one of the things the NFL does so well. People are just salivating for football the minute the Super Bowl is done, and they have to wait however many months, 6 months, whatever, until I almost said spring training, till the fall season in August, the preseason. So, yeah, that's what motorsports needs to do. Maybe not in the style that IndyCar has been doing it, 6 months on, 6 months off. You need to be a bigger product for the audience in the first place, and then allow them to really want to see you again. We were jumping up and down for Austin Dillon going, OMG. I mean, that's kind of relating to your Olympics story that you were talking about. Suddenly it mattered. Like, is he going to pull this off? So yeah, that's it. Yeah. It matters these next four.
Two things real quick. When I was hanging out at the Knoxville Nationals, Kyle Larson was there in the infield. There were many people there in the infield, but Kyle Larson was just sitting there eating some popcorn. Not a whole lot of people were bugging him. You could tell he was thinking about other things. And I'm not going to sit here and read his mind. He and I spoke a little bit, but it just is a different vibe at this World of Outlaws. World of Outlaws Knoxville Nationals. During some time, you just could see it was a different vibe for these drivers.
Relaxed,
man.
Is what
you're
saying.
Yeah, chilled. Not a lot of people bugging him. And it's like, we got there. It was awesome to see. And real quick, before we get the hell out of here, man, you think Tom Cruise colors his hair?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I'm not knocking it because I've got to do mine from time to time to provide some contrast. Yours. I don't hide that. But seeing him the closing ceremonies on a Sunday, bro, come on, man.
Grab him and kiss him. That was funny.
Go Mitchell, baby.
Get this woman off of me.
And it's the global star that Tom Cruise has been for 40 years to ride his motorcycle through that crowd and someone to – we're such a crazy freaking society. For someone to not take a swing at the guy They do something gnarly. It's like, okay, we got through. We did it.
Yeah.
Take out Cold Trickle. It's over. All right, Freak Nation.
Maverick.
Rich, you going to be okay with now that Formula One's coming back?
I'm excited.
Let's get a rant together.
Seriously.
And we're doing a rant. We're doing a Suave rant. Formula One.
Suave says.
IndyCar, NASCAR back in action.
Let's do it. Yes.
All right, you guys. You missed any of the show, go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Every week we do Beat the Freaks for a set of General Tires. Make sure you follow us on Twitter for that one. But as we've done for 24 freaking years, shoot the juice to the moose and Statman.
Cut it loose.
See ya.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Keeping your pride and joy perfect is as easy as 1, 2, 3. Start with Slick Mist Speed Wax. Simply mist on and wipe off for a professional detailer shine. For your tires and trim, there's Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. Spray on and wipe off for better than new look. Then finisher with Lucas Slick Mist Interior Detailer. Just spray and wipe. Easy. Use Lucas Slick Mist Car Care products and she'll never look better. Fast, easy, and professional. Really, it's sort of like having an extra set of hands. Or three.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Whatever you do, General Tire delivers. Dragging your knee at 100 miles per hour, doing a double jump with some extreme flair. If you're into two-wheel racing, make a standing date for Tuesday night on MAV TV. Two-Wheel Tuesday will showcase the world's best motorcycle racers on the most challenging tracks. Whether it's the treacherous high-speed ballet of road racing or the handlebar-to-handlebar combat of the dirt arenas, MAV TV has your two-wheel fix every week on Two-Wheel Tuesday.
The Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway is not just a race. It's a spectacle. Two action-packed days of racing on the most exciting track in racing. Go to WWTRaceway.com now because the first deal is the best deal. Brought to you in part by the Illinois Office of Tourism in Discovertown State, Illinois.
Looking for power to spare? Count on an FVP battery. FVP. Verified. Proven.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917.
Hey, sports fans, this is Andy Dorf. Check out my show, Dorf on Sports, Byline Sunday, each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network and SportsByline.com.